course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I am one of your friends. Today, we're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too shabby. Just had a homemade latte with my espresso machine.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And here we are, first podcast of 2025. And, of course, this is our 2024 horror review episode, where we are discussing our top five favorite horror movies, of 2024. Plus three honorable mentions. We do want to wish a happy new year to everyone, and hopefully everyone is looking forward to 2025 and all the opportunities that come with it, as well as looking forward to 2025 in terms of horror and movies. Before we dive into it, again, like our preview episode that we did last time, there are none of the usual segments. We'll get back to those next episode. With this, we will just do the opening, our news and such, and then get to our 2024 review. But before we dive into all that, Ike, did you watch anything this week?
Honestly, it's weird. With the holidays, our recording times are closer together, and I've not been able to watch a whole lot. But I don't know if you would constitute it as horror, but I think it might be horror adjacent. I'm rewatching Squid Games. Because the second season came out a little bit ago, so getting that watched through now. We're actually on the last episode, so I can start the new season pretty soon. But other than that, not a whole lot.
Yeah, let's see. What did I watch? I did watch Nosferatu, which we're reviewing next episode.
Nice.
I am almost through watching The Substance, which is very, very good. I'm catching up on some movies that that I missed. That I should have watched in 2024. So, The Substance so far, really, really good. But other than that, I haven't watched much of anything either. So, all
it's
right.
This time of year.
Yeah, there we go. Nice and boring. There we are. But it's going to liven up. Well, maybe not through the news and such, because there's not a lot of news, but there are some birthdays and such. But we'll have all that right after this break. So, stick around. Make sure you subscribe to Listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number two in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. And welcome back with the news. All right, so light news week this week. So we only have a couple things to talk about, but we have one unfortunate bit of news, which is that Olivia Hussey, who is the original, was in the original Black Christmas, passed away on December 27th. Obviously, with Christmas having just passed, Black Christmas was a subject of conversation, as that's always something that we talk about. It's one of the greatest Christmas horror movies of all time. It's very sad to hear of her passing, but for sure she has a very memorable role. And she did other stuff as well, but Black Christmas being one of the favorites, of course.
Yeah. I mean, she was in several other pretty good movies and stuff, but nothing that we would really jump on horror related. But everybody knows I love the original Black Christmas, so hate to hear that, but there it is. We have to report it, unfortunately. So
yeah, very true. It's part of the job, but it is what it is, and we wish her family the some peace and hopefully some serenity as they go through this process. But moving on, a little bit of good news that we actually didn't have in the news, but I'm not sure if Dave saw this, but Terrifier 3 was the world's most profitable film of 2024.
Yes, yeah,
Yeah, the independent horror movie is the biggest hit of the year, based on budget and earning comparison. It literally was made on a budget of $2 million, and it made 45 times its budget. So, getting some major recognition, on that end, which is just, looking at this from the, money perspective, it's crazy that they haven't been picked up by a bigger studio to, make bigger and better movies. So, but maybe it'll happen in the future. We never know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that, I mean, seriously, every Terrifier movie just ups the ante, adds to the success of the franchise, and it's just crazy. It's just crazy how it just keeps growing, getting bigger and better. Damien Leone's already working on Terrifier 4.
Yeah.
That is actually confirmed because he did cancel a couple of convention appearances because of. Being already working on it, because of the work. So yeah, that's it's exciting. And then I it's wild to think what the next one will bring. So we'll see.
And listen, I don't want to say I'm upset, but he canceled on Pensacon again. Him and David Harrod Thornton canceled on
Yeah.
Pensacon again. This is like the third year in a row that they've canceled on Pensacon. So, pretty upset about that. But at the same time, like, I get it. They got to make, the next movie. They're trying to, I'm sure they want to try and capitalize on this, the massive success of the third movie, and try and get this, put out as quickly as possible while maintaining, proper quality. So I can't complain too much, I guess.
Or maybe they just hate Pensacon or
That's
Pensacola.
very, yeah, they're just like, fuck those guys in Florida, Jesus. Oh man. But yeah, so
I'm
we'll
sure that's
see.
not it.
No, I'm sure they enjoy Florida as much as anybody else does. But I get it. Like I said, they have a movie to make, and supposedly the fourth one's supposed to be the last one, so maybe they'll have time in the next year.
We'll see.
We'll see. But all right, moving on to some upcoming birthdays. January 6, 1969, we have Norman Reedus, known for his role in Walking Dead. He was in that sci-fi movie Pandorum. He's been in a lot of really good stuff. Some pretty iconic movies, as well as some cult following movies. There was that movie he was in. I don't remember who he acted against. It was like Boondock Saints, I think, is what it's called. Which is a pretty huge cult movie. Like, there's a huge cult following to that movie. But yeah, Norman Reedus, fantastic. Daryl in The Walking Dead, iconic.
I love Daryl. Love Norman Reedus. Seems like a super cool guy. One of those guys you'd want to go have a beer with and hang out.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I still need to watch the Daryl Dixon show. Speaking of, I haven't had a chance to watch any of it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, the first season is good, but then the second season is it's really good.
Okay. I have heard that though, that the second season is really good. Obviously, it's not a spoiler because it's in the trailers, but I know that Carol ends up wherever he's at.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to move on right along to January 7th, 1964. I didn't know that these two were that close in age. But January 7th, 1964. Well, go ahead.
No, it just doesn't seem like it.
No, it doesn't. I mean, so January 7th is Nicolas Cage, but I feel like Nicolas Cage seems so much older than Norman Reedus, like not in a mean way. But this is kind of how it seems. But Nicolas Cage, known for his roles in Wicker Man, Renfield, Long Legs, and many, 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 many more movies. This man literally does not stop making movies. But yeah, Nicolas Cage is probably one of the the MVPs of this year, because Renfield came out this year, didn't it? Or was that last year?
It was last year.
Okay. I always get confused. The time blurs. But Long Legs came out this year. He was also in that movie Arcadian, right? And he had some other good stuff too, but man, Nicolas Cage, he just does not stop working.
No, I mean he's just one of those guys. I mean, when it's all said and done, who knows? He might have more acting credits than anybody in modern acting. I don't know. He's seems like he's always got like two or three movies every year. It's just crazy.
My boy's got bills to pay, I guess.
Probably. That, I mean, yeah. Well, there is no crap. There was, I think, a time where he did owe taxes. He had some tax issues, I think, if I'm remembering him the right. person, which I'm sure there's several actors this has impacted, but so I do believe that at one point that's why he was kind of just doing all kinds of, but I think that's past now. I don't know. Not sure.
Gotcha. It's, it's can't outrun the IRS. That's something I've learned. They'll find you. But all right, moving on to January 7, 1982, we have Lauren Cohan, known for her roles, of course, in The Walking Dead and Supernatural and a bunch of other stuff. She's, very, very, very prolific actress, done a lot of stuff in her time. But of course, known as her role as Maggie in The Walking Dead, and then I don't remember her name in Supernatural, but she was what's her name?
She was Bella. Yeah, she was a.
Bella, yeah.
Yeah, she was like a. Well, she was a thief, essentially,
Yes.
that specialized in stealing supernatural and occult items and selling them for lots of money.
Yep, I'm saying then she but she had sold her soul to the devil. Well, not the devil, but a devil.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, to a demon, and she had to face the hounds at the end.
That's right. No amount of goofer dust can protect you from the hounds. But all right, moving right along to January 7th of 1949. Another Supernatural alum, Stephen Williams, of course, known for his participation in Supernatural and Jason Goes to Hell. It's weird that we have a lot, so many Supernatural people this week in birthdays.
Yeah. And Stephen Williams did a lot of other things. I think he was in the original 21 Jump Street. He's been in it. He's been was in X-Files, the series. He's done a ton of stuff, but for the purpose of the podcast, these are probably the two that fit the bill the most. Of
Right,
course, he was
always.
Rufus in Supernatural. Super funny character.
Oh yeah, Rufus is iconic. I love Rufus. The thing I always remember of Rufus is that you can always win him over with a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue
That's right.
Label.
Just like me.
Oh man,
Anybody
but
wants to get on my good side, Johnny Walker Blue will do it. But
there you go.
my God, it's
Johnny
amazing.
Walker
Oh,
Blue.
it's so amazing.
I've never had it. I've never had it, but I've heard it's obviously it's like
Oh.
really high quality as far as Johnny Walker goes.
It is. It's their top whatever, top shelf label stuff, whatever. It's their best. And
Damn.
it's incredible.
Do you
That's
still
not
have
bad.
any of that bottle that you got whenever you got
I have a little bit, yes. It's like
it?
I hate to drink the last of it and be out of it. But so there's the others. A little bit left in it. And it's I always want it, but it's like I don't know. It's that weird conundrum of I want it so bad, but I don't want to be out. So
No, yeah, no. I have that same like problem, but I it's with like anytime like I have like something really good that I eat or drink or whatever. I'm like, I don't want to finish it because if I finish it, then I don't have any more. But if I don't finish it, it's just gonna sit there, and then I like have that conundrum of do I eat it or drink it, or do I just leave it and never eat it or drink
no.
it?
Santa did bring me a bottle of a Johnny Walker Gold Label for Christmas, so I do
Oh,
have that.
nice.
That's a pretty high grade too. So
Yeah,
I'm pretty pleased.
it's weird because I've tried, I do like whiskey and scotch, and I try, different types every now and then if I'm going out or if I get together with family. So we could talk about liquor as well. That's something that I think you and I
Yes.
both enjoy that we could both talk about on a
Yes.
podcast.
I definitely enjoy it.
Now we're not like, what is it? I don't know if you'd call us like aficionados, but we are
No.
connoisseurs.
Yes. We are fans. But
Yeah, we're fans. We don't. This has
Yeah,
a nutty, smoking tone.
I can't do like some of these people where they'll taste it, they're like, oh, I get just a tinge of apple, tangerine, and a little bit of a what? I'm like, what? How? I don't do that. I mean, I just taste it. I'm like, oof, that's good. That tastes good, or that's smooth. I mean, I don't know. Maybe my taste buds aren't that into. I don't have a very good sense of smell, so maybe it's attuned, part of that. Just like
Right.
some people can eat food and be like, oh yeah, I know this is in it. And I'm like, oh wow. No, I could pick out certain things, obviously, but it's like,
Right.
I mean, Monica's very good at that. She'll taste something, and she can like tell you all the spices that are in it. And I'm like, huh, okay. But
Yeah, I can't do that. I mean, I think I like with drinking, like, yeah, like, so I can't be like, oh yeah, this is, notes of cherry and hickory, and no, I can't do that.
I'm envious because I feel like I'm missing a whole level, but I've enjoyed it. But I'm pretty happy with my level of enjoyment. So,
There
but and before anybody worries, no, I'm not an alcoholic or anything. No, nobody do. I partake responsibly, but I do like I do like my scotch, among
you
other things. So.
go. Yeah. Listen, if he had a problem, he would know.
If I had a problem, I'd be the first one to know.
That's right. Oh, I can.
Wait,
We
how do we
all
get
drink. We
off?
all drink.
Rufus.
Yeah, Rufus.
Rufus got us off on the alcohol talk. Way to go, Rufus.
Honestly, that's a very Rufus thing to do, if I'm gonna be real with you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something he would do in the show. He'd be talking about like killing a demon, be like, "Hey, have you ever had?"
Yeah.
Anywho, moving on to another Supernatural alum, January 8th, 1981, Genevieve Padalecki. You heard that right. This is the original Meg, right?
No,
Yeah,
the
that's right.
original Ruby.
Ruby, yep, Ruby. I always get those two mixed up, Ruby and Meg,
She's
because
not
they have
the original Ruby. She's the second Ruby.
the second Ruby.
The
Okay.
original Ruby's Katie Cassidy. And
Yes.
so yeah, she's the second one.
And of
Which
course, with the last name, as you could tell, she's also married to
yeah,
Jared.
she's married to Padalecki. But yeah, and I do like Genevieve, and I like her in it, but I think Katie Cassidy's a better Ruby, but I do like Genevieve. I don't think she's bad at all.
Well, hopefully she's not listening, or else she might get offended by that.
Nah,
That's
I
fun.
like her. I have no problems. Think she does a great job, but I don't know. Maybe it's because Katie Cassidy was the first. I don't know. No,
It's
I don't
yeah,
think that's
it's
true because I like what's her name is the second Meg better. So I don't
yeah.
know. It's just my preference. I love you, Genevieve. Don't sick moose on me.
It doesn't sound. Honestly, I love that. I love the nicknames that Sam gets.
Yes.
It's so good. But or actually, no. You know what? Do sick moose on me. I'd love to have a chat with him.
That is true, yeah.
I kid,
Talk
but
all kinds of Supernatural and hey, how was that Friday the 13th remake?
right. I love that movie. But moving on now, before we get too off track. Upcoming movie anniversaries. We have a couple of good ones. First things first, January 5th, 2018, Insidious, The Last Key. We actually talked about all the Insidious movies when we reviewed The Red Door, I believe, or maybe it was the episode before. I don't remember. But yeah, we talked about all of them. I think we briefly ranked them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
I do think this movie ranked lower than some of the others. But it's still a good movie. It's not as good as, like, the first two or Red Door, but it's still a solid Insidious movie. Still pretty good.
Yeah. I've not it's like I've not watched the Insidious movies enough. I have trouble differentiating them, and they all just kind of blur together one big story, so I don't know. I don't My opinions are listen to the episode in the archive to get my opinions. So there you go.
That is a fair pass off right there. You
That's
say,
right.
look, I don't remember. Watch the episode. We talked
That's right.
about
That's right. That's right.
it. But all right, we're going to move on to January 6th, 2023. Just last year, about a year ago, in fact. Megan, review is in
Almost
the archive.
2 years ago at this point.
Oh, damn, you're right. I lose track of time so easily. It's crazy to think that this movie almost came out 2 years ago. Holy shit.
Which might be a little alarming since we're doing a 2024 review episode. I lose track of time. I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be like my favorite movie of 2024 was the original Exorcist. And
Right. Listen,
no.
we'll talk about it later, but when I was going through these movies, I was like, I forgot all of these movies came out this year. Like, I'm like, holy
Yeah.
shit.
I think it's harder because we watch so many. And
Yes.
we review, but not only that, but I mean, we watch so many that we don't even review. It's like we watch a lot of horror movies, not to mention any other movies. We love movies, so we watch an awful lot. And after a while, it's like what you watched 5 or 6 months ago feels like an eternity. And it's
Yes.
like, because we watch so many, I think it adds to it. But yes, Megan was almost 2 years ago, and we're on the cusp of getting Megan 2.0. I don't know if you mentioned that or not, but
Not yet, but we are. We are literally, it's I don't remember when, but it's very, very soon.
yeah.
We're obviously both very excited about that too. But I'm very curious. Like I can kind of tell what they're gonna do, but like also at the same time, you never really know. But I'm very curious to see where they go with it.
Me too.
But yeah, we'll
I enjoyed the first one, so I have faith in the second. But
right.
we're not gonna spend too much time on that because we previewed 2025 last episode. So once again,
True.
you and I are paid. Well, we didn't really talk about Megan 2.0 a whole lot, but if at
You
all, I
should.
think we mentioned it. But
Right.
listen to the last episode and wait for the upcoming review.
That's right. But all right. Now we're gonna move on
I'm just
to.
shilling left and right today.
True, true. You gotta do it sometimes.
Wait till we get to our countdown where it's like they're all reviewed. We've reviewed them all, so we're really going to be.
Oh yeah, just passing the
Right,
on those. But
we're going to be just selling everything.
that's
Go
right.
ahead.
No selling. But upcoming movie anniversary number 3 is January 8th, 1993, The Leprechaun. Obviously, Leprechaun. We've talked about the Leprechaun and pretty frequently. I feel like it always comes up during our conversations of like 90s horror films and just cheesy movies in general. But yeah, the Leprechaun movie is fun. Jen Aniston's in this one, and there's a bunch of these movies. So if you ever want to sit down and watch a slew of Leprechaun movies, this is your choice. And
Of super varying degrees
correct, varying degrees of quality. That's for
and
sure.
content. I mean, that little leprechaun goes everywhere.
He went
Space,
to
the
space.
hood, he's all over the place. But
Leprechaun in the hood. Back to the hood.
yes, right, he gets around.
Literally.
But I love the first one, my favorite of the bunch, which most people I think would concur. I mean, it was popular. Did fairly well. That's why we got a slew of direct-to-DVD sequels.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I love the first one. It's a fun movie.
It is,
Super,
yeah.
super, super creepy.
It actually really is. And then they just kind of fall off a little bit. They get a little goofy, but
That's right.
it is what it is. But all right. Moving on to now our upcoming releases. We just have the one, but the movie The Damned comes to theaters on January 3rd, 2025. It is described as a 19th century widow has to make an impossible choice when a foreign ship sinks off the coast of her Icelandic fishing village. That's interesting. 19th century would be like the 1800s. So I'm curious about that. I don't want to say I'm wary of movies that take place during this time, but like I feel like sometimes movies that take place like in Victorian times and 1800s, 1700s, shit like that, it can be a little weird in varying degrees of quality. So
I
I'll
don't.
check it out.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how much I'm looking forward to it, but it is what it is. We didn't have a lot of other upcoming releases to plug. Primarily, I mean, one of the biggest reasons is we're still as we record this, still in the end of December. So, Screambox and Shudder have not released their schedules for January just yet. So, we don't have those to go by to see what they're
Right.
releasing yet. So, those should be coming very soon. But, and again, most anything else coming out in January comes out later in the month. So it's, this first week or so that we're covering with this episode, just not a lot there.
There you
So.
go. That's our next pass the buck moment. No, just kidding.
Yeah. But it's funny because I remember last year, the year kicked off with Night Swim. That was like
Oh.
our kind of our first thing. And we were pretty pumped for it. We thought that's good. This looks like it might be all right. And then we saw it and we're like, oh no. And this year's kind of gets kicking off, I guess, with The Damned, and we're like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. And maybe it'll be super good. Maybe everything will. It's just bizarro world, and everything will be backwards this year.
Maybe we'll see, but
It is
yeah,
a non-terrifier year, so I feel
true.
like it's like a leap year. We always count it as, oh, it's a non-terrifier year. Bah.
I think it might be leap year, actually.
Really?
Look,
Intriguing.
No, 2025 is not a leap year. So I think the next year would be a leap year.
Well, there you go. Which hopefully will be a Terrifier year. It might take a
True.
little, might be take a little longer, but who knows? So anyway, let's move
Actually,
on.
no, sorry. 2028 is a leap year. I'm sorry. It's every 4 years, so it'd be in increments of four. Don't mind me. But all right. There you go. Moving on now. That is all of our, news, birthdays, anniversaries, upcoming releases. So now we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to kick off our 2024 review with our honorable mentions. So stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/WrestlePod. That is linktr.ee/RASSLEPOD. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
All right, and we're back here on Listen to the Screams. It is time for our 2024 review. These are our favorite horror movies that we watched in the year. Now, again, not a complete list because we've watched a lot. We didn't watch everything, and I do know we've missed a couple key movies, right? We talked about the fact that I'm just watching The Substance now. I know everybody online has talked about The Substance. I apologize, but it is what it is. In that light, the first movie these are honorable mentions. Our first honorable mention is Nosferatu. It is directed by Robert Eggers. It was released on December 25th, and it is still in theaters. We are reviewing this next episode, but the way it fell with the holidays, with our review and preview episodes, we didn't get to jump on it right around the release time. Now, like I said, I have seen it. Ike has not seen it yet, so it did not. It didn't really have a fair chance to crack the top five for us. I will say, as one who's seen it, I enjoyed it, but it would not crack my top five overall. So I'm
Right.
very comfortable where it is. But again, I don't want to talk too much about it because we will both be discussing this in more spoiler-free detail next episode. So, but Nosferatu is our first honorable mention. So Ike, go ahead and give him the second one.
Gotcha. I'm gonna run right in here with our second honorable mention, which is Late Night with the Devil, directed by Cameron and Colin Cairns, and it was released March 22nd, 2024. This was a very solid movie. With our friend David Dastmalchian, who is just doing so much stuff these days. He's in literally everything, I feel like. But yeah, absolutely. Late Night with the Devil was sort of a sleeper hit, I feel like, because it was straight. Was it? No, it had a theatrical release, didn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, I don't think it was super huge. I think it was
Yeah.
more of a limited thing. Yeah. So, and again, but this is one that we gave, some, they had to give a little thought to whether it could crack the top five because it was super good. And,
It was.
but it's hard because there's so many movies where you can make a justified argument for our enjoyment level of it being the top five, but we have to narrow it down somewhat. So, but this was close enough in the conversation that it gets an honorable mention. It's a super good movie. It is really fun. If you've not seen it yet, make sure you see it. As all these, if you haven't seen them yet, make sure you see them. Hopefully, people maybe will use this as a 2024 catch-up list of things that if they haven't seen. But and
There you
another
go.
movie that was super close, and it was hard. This was a hard one to cut out of the top five, honestly. But it did get an honorable mention, of course. It is the movie In a Violent Nature, directed by Chris Nash. It was released June 28th, 2024. We do have a review of this in the archives, as well as an interview with actor. What was his name? Rye Barrett, I think it was his name. Rye Barrett, yeah.
Robert.
Who was in the movie? Played is it Johnny? I think it's Johnny, right?
Sure
Played
is.
the main killer Johnny in the movie. So check those out, both the review and the interview. We know, right? This is a divisive movie. I think we even had a wise rebuttal about this one.
We sure did.
Yeah, so I mean, it divides people. I, you know what? Again, I had some mixed feelings, but overall, it is It's a solid movie, right? And it's a creative movie. Took a neat approach. It's got some great kills. One, which is probably one of the kills of the year. It's in it. So again, I would venture to guess most of the listeners have probably already seen this, but if not, they need to see it. Again, a movie super close, in my opinion, of making the top five. Just didn't quite make it. So it is definitely an honorable mention.
Yeah, absolutely. I did want to add to that too, that wise rebuttal was it was very nerve grinding a little bit because Monica really hated this movie. And Kayla didn't hate it, but she did not enjoy it nearly as much as I know that we did. So that was a very interesting wise rebuttal.
As they all are.
True.
Yeah, she was pretty passionate about her hatred of this movie. Still is. I just don't bring it up.
Right.
Not it's not worth the pain, but so let's move on then. We are ready. Those are our three honorable mentions. Now we are ready for our top five favorite horror movies from 2024. Ike, kick us off with number five.
We're going to start off with Here for Blood, released February 9th, 2024, is available to watch on Screambox. Written by James Roberts, directed by Daniel Turris, starring Sean Roberts, Maya Mizeljevic, and others, and is described as when his girlfriend is swamped with college exams, a pro wrestler agrees to cover her well-paying babysitting job. We have a review in the archives. We both love this movie. I again forgot that this movie released this year. It was actually made a couple years ago, but it didn't come out until this year. And Sean Roberts, of course, he's a pretty well-known actor. He's done a lot of stuff. He was Albert Wesker in the Mila Jovovich Resident Evil films, and he's done a lot of really cool stuff outside of that as well. But that's where I know him most from.
He
And seeing him
was in an episode of Supernatural as well.
he was. And Sean is such a fantastic actor, and he was so funny in this movie, and he's a professional wrestler. How much more can you love about it? But this was, again, this is sort of a sleeper hit. I mean, this was something that we weren't really expecting to love as much as we did, and it was just so much fun and goofy.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's one of those movies, you don't, there's no hype about it ahead of time, right? You don't know about it until it's about time to release. And yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun, so entertaining, super humorous, super bloody. Sean Roberts was absolutely great in it. I don't know. I just can't say, much else. This spawned the whole, oh, I can't remember his name in the movie. Oof, Oofta.
Oh,
Look that up real quick. But
I was gonna say, I can't remember now.
yeah, look it up real quick for me. But yeah, but I love this movie.
It's
And
Tom O'Bannon.
Tom O'Bannon, that's it. But this paused, or excuse me, it caused the whole stick on the show for a while where we said Tom O'Bannon is Stafusi. And we did that for a while. But
We did.
yeah, so it's just a great movie. Again, if you've not seen it, go out there, see it. This is one of those movies that, a Screambox movie, this is one of those that like Screambox and Shudder gives us that don't get theatrical releases that are, it's just a great movie, right? And it's why, there's such a benefit to us. So, and moving on to our number four favorite movie is Stream. This is probably not a surprise. I think we're a little biased to Fuzz on the Lens, but that's okay.
I think so.
Yeah. The movie was released August 21st, 2024. It's available to watch video on demand. Written by Stephen Della Sala, Jason Levy, and Michael Levy, directed by Michael Levy, starring Jeffrey Combs, Charles Edwin Powell, David Howard Thornton, and so many others. We would spend the entire episode listing off everybody that's in this movie. It's just such a wild cast. And the movie is described as the Keenan family's simple weekend getaway truly turns into a vacation to die for as four deranged killers play a sadistic game in their hotel. Once again, we do have a review in the archives of this movie, and we also have an interview with writer Jason Levy from Fuzz on the Lens. So check those out.
Yeah.
This is a movie we were super pumped to see, wanted to review right off the bat. We did not get to see it because it was not showing near us, so we had to wait. I believe a little later, right, until it hit video on demand, and we did get to review it a little earlier than we anticipated because they had that glitch where it hit, I think, Apple TV, Apple. video on demand before it's supposed to. There was that whole deal. And so we jumped on it, got it, and were able to review it. Again, such a fun movie. These guys, the fuzz on the lens, the Levies, all these guys, right? Damon Leone helped do the effects in this. These guys know how to just make super fun, creative, attention-grabbing slashers. And this is just another one. I mean, Jeffrey Combs was amazing. But you can say there's so many people in it that just they didn't have huge roles, but enough that it was important and fun. I mean, Dee Wallace, Felisa Rose, Daniel Roebuck, they're on and on and on and on. Tony Todd, right? One of his last appearances. Just you again, so many people. But they all had really fun, memorable. It's not like they just flashed on the screen and that was it, right? Their scenes were memorable. And I don't know, the whole concept was just really, really fun, really great. And I absolutely love the movie Stream.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just to add to that, I mean, Stream, it was I mean, we knew it was going to be fun. We knew it was going to be amazing. We had been anticipating it for so long. And like you said, this thing has a laundry list of actors that made cameos in it. I mean, literally everyone is in this movie. It was probably one of the most anticipated movies that we had. And then, like you said, we hit tragedy when we couldn't find it stream, not streaming. We couldn't find it in theaters anywhere. And there was that whole debacle where like our theaters were removing show times because
Yes.
who the fuck knows why. And then in addition to that, like you said, we were waiting for it to come out on streaming and we were able to snag it up when it accidentally went on sale. I don't know, I have this like headcanon that like they did it on purpose. They released it early on quote unquote accident so that people could watch it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to be, have accidentally happen.
But listen,
But we
Mike,
don't know.
Michael, Mikey, can I call you Mikey? I don't care, man. I love it.
Mikey.
Mikey. I don't know if you like would like for me to call him Mikey, but
They are from the New York area, so be like, hey, Mikey.
that's right. That's right. The Jersey boys,
You one of them Levy brothers, aren't you?
yeah, like I say, it was fantastic. And getting to talk to Jason Levy, who I keep calling Sean for some reason, which is a different Levy, the guy that made like the Deadpool movies, but
Has nothing to do with these levies.
right, completely different Levy, spoke completely differently. Yeah, I don't know why I keep calling him Sean, but I think it's just Sean Levy. I always have in my head because I'm thinking about Deadpool or whatever. But yes, Stream is fantastic. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. I'm pretty sure you can rent it on Prime. Is it showing anywhere like streaming? Is it on
No, no,
Screambox yet?
nope, not
Okay,
yet. It's weird. Yeah,
not yet.
just available to purchase on some of those apps, but I don't know. You would think it would hit Screambox at some point with their association with Screambox Bloody Disgusting, but I don't know. Maybe not. Whatever.
Yeah,
But
it is what it is.
it's worth the purchase or rental. So.
Yeah, and it's not a ton to purchase. It's very reasonably priced in my opinion.
All right, move us on, Ike, to number three.
Let's do it. All right, we're gonna move on to number three, which is Smile 2, released October 18, 2024. It grossed $23,021,692 domestically on opening weekend, making good for number one. It is available to watch now on Paramount Plus. It was written and directed by Parker Finn, starring Naomi Scott, Rosemarie DeWitt, Lucas Gage, and others. Described as a about to embark on a world tour, global pop sensation Skye Riley begins experiencing increasingly terrifying and inexplicable events. We, of course, have a review in the archive, as I'm sure you all are probably aware. And Smile 2 was again a fantastic film. It outdid the first one by leaps and bounds. And this is something that we were not expecting. We both love Smile so much. We thought Smile 2 surely is going to be a good movie, but we did not at any juncture anticipate this to outdo the original. That was just something that Dave and I were not expecting. And when it simply blew the other one out of the water, it just boom, mind blown. Such a good movie. The effects were amazing. The story was amazing. The music was amazing. Literally, Naomi Scott, who played Skye Riley, recorded essentially an entire album of music for this movie. in addition to acting in the movie as the main actress. I mean, literally, how much more amazing can you get as a talent in this day and age? So, absolutely, we both love this movie. Perfect 1-2 punch with Smile 1 and 2. So amazing. If you have not watched them, I think they're both on Paramount, in fact. So, yeah, I could go on about this movie and how amazing it is and like how much I loved it. I rewatched it not too long ago because I was like, man, I need to watch this movie. But Dave, hit me with your thoughts on Smile 2.
It was one of those movies. Again, we, like you said, we love Smile. So when I went into it, I thought, oh boy, here we go, right? I love Smile. I'm so leery of sequels because it's like, oh, what will they do? How will they compare? How will they live up to it? When I really love the original, I'm like, are they just going to try to repeat the formula and cash in on it? What's going to happen here?
Right.
And they came up with a super creative idea that kept the exact premise, everything from the first one, just carried on. And so but it feels super fresh. And like you said, when I watched it, I could not believe. I thought, you know what? I like this one better. I like this better than the first one. There's no knock on the first one. I just love this one. And I'm like, I can't believe it. Very rarely do I, love a sequel more than the original. Even if I like it, it's like, usually it's like, oh, can't compare to the original. Now, if I'm going to watch one of the two, I'm going to probably go to this one almost every time. I thought it flowed better. I thought it worked better. Again, you get the same concept, the same ideal, the same impact, but I just think it works so much better, and it's so much more enjoyable, a better story. And I just, oh man, I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a great, great movie. I'm curious if they're going to continue on and try more and do more. Usually I would be like, oof, I don't know how long you can take this idea, but they did it with this one. They came up with something original, so I would have faith that they wanted to pursue another. I would love them to try it and complete a trilogy and see what we could do. So again, just well done. I didn't look back. My gut says I think Smile probably made our top five the year it came out, and then here
Yeah,
we
I
are,
think so.
Smile 2 again. I mean, so it's like they're onto something, and
They are.
it just I loved it. It was great. But a movie that we love just a tad more, coming in at number two, Long Legs, released July 12th. July 12th. You've been waiting for that, haven't you?
I
Released July 12th, 2024. The movie grossed $22,400,119 domestically on opening weekend. Good for number two. And I remember when this happened, it was a bit of a surprise. I don't think anybody expected Long Legs to perform at this because, again, it's an independent film. And it's and I just don't, it really overachieved what people thought. The movie is available now, video on demand. I don't know if it's anywhere streaming. I couldn't find it. I just saw it video on demand. But anyway, the movie is written and directed by Osgood Perkins, starring Maika Monroe, Nicolas Cage, and others, described as in pursuit of a serial killer. An FBI agent uncovers a series of occult clues that she must solve to end his terrifying killing spree. Of course, we do have a review of this in the archive. Very timely, right? With Nicolas Cage's birthday coming up and everything, that we would once again talk about Long Legs. We talked about how good his year was and everything else. Again, loved this movie. It was so much fun. Again, it was surprising. I thought going into it with Nicolas Cage and everything else, I thought, oh, it'll be fun. It'll be, I'll enjoy it. I did never anticipate it to this level. When I was going into it, if somebody would tell me, you know what, this is going to be your number two favorite movie of the year, I would have been like, okay, really? We've got lots of big releases coming this year. And this one, I wouldn't have believed it. But this movie was so fun. It was so creepy. Nicolas Cage was great in it, and they didn't overuse him or his character. They kept, much like in Halloween 78, right? They kept him behind the hedges, where you just got little bits. It didn't overexpose. It just made it so much creepier. But I believe when we reviewed it, we said that Monroe was the one that knocked it out of the park with this movie and made this movie and took it to the next level, that she was so good in it. But again, this is one of those movies, like all these, if you've not seen it yet, oh, you need to go watch it. You missed out. And it's just a super great watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it should be mentioned as well, that this was released by, I believe it was Neon Pictures or something like
Neon.
that,
Yeah, Neon.
which they had a pretty good year. They also released Cuckoo, which was a decent little movie as well.
Yeah, it's fun.
And they released something else. I can't remember what the other one was. I thought, well, maybe not. But anywho, I am also surprised this is not streaming somewhere because Cuckoo is on Hulu. So I was thinking, I mean, assuming that, Neon has a deal with Hulu, or which I would presume that if Cuckoo's on there, they would. Why is Longlegs not on there? Weirdly enough, Kayla, she works at a library, and so we rented the movie from the library, Longlegs, to rewatch it. Which, I guess for people out there who don't think of it, check your local library. They usually oftentimes will get a lot of new movies and stuff, especially if you live in a bigger area like a city or something like that. But yeah, absolutely. Long Legs was one of those movies that we reviewed, and I was expecting it to be good, but I was not expecting it to be as good as it was. This movie blew me out of the water, just absolutely blew out my expectations of everything that I thought of up to that point. Like you said, Nicolas Cage was very, very good as an antagonist. But Micah Monroe, she did such a good job being that protagonist, being that hero role, if you will, but also having that confliction, with everything that happened in the movie. And this movie has so many iconic scenes and sayings and everything else, the mommy, daddy. Oh man, I say it all the time. I'll be like walking around my house and like I'll just randomly yell that. And Kayla will be sitting in the room. She'll be like, "What the hell are you doing?" But she said that a lot. I get that
Yeah,
part.
me, I get it too.
But
But
I love Long Legs. It's so good. If you haven't watched it, I would say this is the one that I would say, like these top two. If I had to say, "Hey, you need to watch these movies from this year," it would be this movie and the next movie we're about to say, because I feel like these two are just such visceral depictions of how good horror was this year.
Yeah. And again, I think this is the movie that took everybody by surprise, right? If I remember right, it's the movie where it came out and it's not like out of the gates, it was just a blockbuster. It just built, right? It had this run where everybody, the word of mouth, right? It got out there and people talked about it. So more people it snowballed. That's where this success were. I mean, it obviously did okay because I think it said number two opening weekend, but it's one of those, it was like there for a while. I think it was like the highest grossing independent horror movie for a while there. I think it crossed that line, but then it was knocked off that perch by our number one favorite movie of 2024. I know the whole world is in suspense, can't figure this one out. We buried the lead when we said we may be biased to Fuzz on the Lens, but let's shock the world. Like, what is our number one favorite movie of 2024?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a complete, underdog, complete curveball. Terrifier 3.
What?
Right? Whoa. Released October 11, 2024. It grossed $18,928,113 domestically on opening weekend, good for number one. This is, of course, available to you video on demand. It is written and directed by Damien Leone, starring David R. Thornton, Lauren Lavera, Elliot Fulham, and others. Described as Art the Clown is set to unleash chaos on the unsuspecting residents of Miles County as they peacefully drift off to sleep on Christmas Eve. And as I'm sure you are all surprised to hear, we have a review of this in the archives. Now look, I think that this is absolutely not a shock to anyone who has ever listened to our podcast that Terrifier 3 is our number one of
Or
2024.
met us, or and all briefly talked to us, or probably even
Right.
seen us on social media.
Right. This is a complete curveball. I'm sure nobody saw this coming. No, I'm kidding. Terrifier 3. I mean, this is obviously going to be number one. I think that unless this movie completely bombed and was the worst movie to ever be released, I think that is the only instance in which this movie was not going to be number one. Like Dave said, we are incredibly, incredibly biased as it pertains to our friend Art. And it's crazy to think about it, but this movie was a fantastic movie. It came out almost at this point almost 3 months ago, and I feel like it was just yesterday that I was watching Art, frolic through the meadows, killing people so merrily. But yeah, absolutely. Again, this movie did such a good job. It had everything that you wanted from a Terrifier movie. It had humor, it had blood, it had gore, it had kills that would, put your grandmother in a coma. I mean, literally everything that you would want from a Terrifier slash Arts Clown movie, this movie had it. And, we talked about it earlier. They're making a fourth one. I mean, literally, Damien Leone does not sleep. This man does just c continues to create and create and create. And we love him for it. So, again, not surprising to anybody who's ever listened to the podcast, but Dave, hit us with your thoughts about Terrifier 3.
Well, I mean, there's just not much more to say that we've ever said in the past. We've talked about this movie so much, not only in the review, but it comes up all the time. Everybody knows that, we would like slashers. You don't get, any more of a slasher than the Terrifier movies. Every movie tries to outdo the one before, typically does. And form, in the in as far as kills and stuff go, and I love Art the Clown as a character. I love, Lauren Lovera. I think every movie she just gets better and better, especially with her character. But she's just an amazing actress, and I am so, I'm just captivated by her character, Sienna. And but there's never the biggest key is. Or one of the biggest keys is I don't know there, in recent times that there's ever been a series of movies that has me so wondering exactly where it's going. Because it's like I speculate on what I think is happening, what I think is causing what, some background on things. And they do release some here and there, right? And they it, as these movies progress, but it's like you still wonder what is. You feel like there's something, some big reveal that we haven't seen yet, right? What's the connection between Art and Sienna? You feel like there's more to it. What is this? What is there to this? And I don't know. There's just you just feel that there's more. Again, I don't know. I love the Terrifier movies. Everybody knows we love them. Am I going to sit here and say that? And a lot of the classical aspects of filmmaking, is Terrifier 3 the top made horror film of the year? Probably not. Maybe not. But everybody needs to remember, this is our top five favorite movies, which ones, meaning ones we enjoyed watching the most. And there's just, I'm sorry, if there's a Terrifier movie in the year, it is going to be super hard for that to not be the most enjoyable film I watch that year. Because I'm such a fan of the franchise, of the character, everything else. Like you said, they would have to, absolutely just dish up a flaming bag of dog shit and really, really miss. And I don't know. I don't know if they can do that now. I mean, they're just, and I think part of it is because, Damien Leone has a big picture story. He knows where he's going with this. So it's not like. Okay, the first one was super successful. We got to come up with a way to keep going. No, he knew from the get-go. He knew where it was going. So I think that's why it works. One of the reasons it works. So, but again, anybody that's a listener of this, that this is not a surprise, right? Everybody would have known on January 1st last year that this was going to be our. I mean, it is what it is. Call it bias, call it predictable, whatever. I don't care. It just. Call it that this was Santa Art's year, and I love it. And it adds to it. I love all the merchandise, right? There's popcorn buckets and all these things, and I love Art, growing as a character and an icon. It's wild because it's super fun and magic to watch this unravel and develop. This little independent, what actually, let's just take it back further. What started as a little short film that spun into a found footage compilation that finally got its own release and it just keeps snowball. It is such a absolutely incredible story to tell outside of the movies themselves. I someday hope that we get some kind of a book or a documentary just on the entire process from the inception of the idea in his mind, from that short film on up through the success, because it's crazy. I want to know what inspired, him to go with certain things and the look and why he, I want to know the process behind it, because it's such a tale of someone in their, their creative mindset and sticking to what they want to do and it working. It's magic. It's lightning in a bottle. You don't see this often to this level. Yeah, there are movies like that, but they're to this point where, I mean, you literally have created a character who is now right up there with all the horror icons and the same vein, as a Michael, a Freddy, a Jason, a Chucky, or Art's Rare. He's there among that echelon. It's nuts. It's so much fun. So there you have it. Let's quickly recap our top five favorite movies of 2025. Number five, Here for Blood. Number four, Stream. Number three, A Smile 2. Number two, Long Legs. And number one, Terrifier 3. Really quick, some other movies though that we did love in 2024. But like we said earlier, you can't list them all. You got to narrow it down. So I'm gonna rattle some of these off. There's Creeping Death, Heretic, The Substance, Werewolf, Street Trash, A Quiet Place Day One, Frogman, Life of Bell, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, Speak No Evil, The Watchers, VHS and Beyond, and so many, many, many more. So many of these movies you can listen to our reviews of these in the archives. Some of them we have interviews with some of the creators of some of these. These are all super great movies. Super fun movies. If somebody put out their own top five list and some of these were in it, I can't argue, right? I can't argue. And again, you ask me next week, my top five might be completely different because it's just the way the moods are, moods and tastes. So these are all super great, super fun movies. We are in such a great time for horror to be able to sit down and have the struggle of narrowing down this super huge list down to five or eight, counting the. And to have to struggle through that to try to that's a good thing to have that problem. So again, like we mentioned earlier, our next episode we are finally reviewing Nosferatu, which is currently in theaters. So we'd like to say thank you to the wives and all of you listeners and followers for all you do and all your support. Guys, let's make 2025 a great year for the horror genre. We got lots of great movies coming out. But let's also make sure we represent ourselves well as horror fans. We preach about that a lot, that horror fans are typically pretty cool. So let's keep that up and let's improve. Let's just keep being better. And make sure you subscribe to us on social media. We're pretty much all the platforms. Just look for Listen to Screams, Listen the number two in Screams. But Ike, before we close out in this opening episode of 2025, anything else you want to add?
Big thing here is, like we said, 2025 is upon us. We are here. It is time to be. Just keep in mind all the fantastic things that happened in 2024, but also keep in mind all the fantastic things that are going to happen in 2025. We're going to have a lot of great movies and a lot of great fun stuff coming out, and hopefully we'll hear more and more about more projects coming on in the future. So just keep a positive outlook. Keep a positive outlook for all the fantastic movies that are to come, and be safe. You know what I mean? I think we're past most of the holidays, so hopefully everyone out there is alive and well and with all 10 fingers and toes. If not, I'm very sorry to hear that you lost your phone trying to set off fireworks on New Year's Eve. That's a big thing, I guess, in the South, that people set off fireworks and stuff. So
They set off fireworks for everything.
true, that's true. But hopefully everyone's doing well, and I'm stoked for everything that's coming on in 2025. There's a lot of good movies, and we say it every year, but 2024 was the best year so far, and let's make 2025 the best year so far on top of that.
Yeah, again, one of the perks of getting to do these review and preview episodes. With the review episodes, we get to revisit movies that we forgot. right? That we watched that forgot we're in the year. But then when we do the preview, it's also a chance to look at the year as the, as it stands now, the big picture, and it really opens your eyes of, man, we're lucky, right? Of all the stuff we're getting right now. And but part of that is because everybody's turning out and watching these movies, so continue to do that. Continue to support these movies in theatrical releases. Continue to support these movies in video on demand and streaming platforms, and continue to support them in physical media, because as long as people are spending the money, we'll keep getting them. So keep supporting these things, guys, and let's keep on keeping on. So
Absolutely.
anyway, that does it. Until next episode, again, we're reviewing Nosferatu. Where you go, wherever you do, be good, be safe, and have many pleasant nightmares.